Look, have you been on TV? That's what we just wanted to know. Why? Yeah. For what reason?
Why were you?
Yeah, something simple.
I don't even know how we got to it.
Oh, because of Home and Away, because we do, it's the low rent.
Oh, that's right, TV Thanksgiving Tuesday.
Yeah.
And you had your mate.
Israel Kennett.
Izzy, yeah.
Izzy was on Home and Away, and I thought, I wonder if you've been on TV, for what reason? So give us a call, 132710.
Hello, Diane from Narara.
Hi, how you going?
Yeah, good.
Pretty good, thanks. What were you on TV for?
I actually wasn't. I was a stage mum. I put both my kids on Romper Room.
Oh, you pretentious mother.
Here we go. How long were they in hair and makeup?
It was fantastic for them. They loved it.
Were they on the show together at the same time?
No, separately.
Oh, see, that's dedication. My mum only did it for my sister. I've never recovered.
Oh, you poor darling. You missed out. It was so much fun.
Yeah, she was the smart one. That's why she got through. and did they get anything for being on Romper Room?
No. It was just to see Miss Kim and Big Dog.
Oh, right.
Oh, and what a great experience.
Can I ask, is Big Dog still on NBN TV?
Oh, I don't know. I'm a grandmother now. That's how long ago.
All right. We'll try and find out that.
You sound fresh as a daisy, Diane.
Thanks.
Thanks for that, Di.
No problems. I hope you have a great day.
You too.
132710.
Hello, Tracy from Terrigal.
Oh, hi, Penny. Hi, Rob. How are you guys?
Yeah, good. Great. Yourself?
Thank you. When did you become a TV star?
Oh, years and years ago, probably about 24, 25 years ago,
Went
on Catchphrase with Baby John Burgess.
Oh, I remember John. Catchphrase.
Catchphrase. So, and tell me, what did you have to do on Catchphrase?
Well, you have to guess a title by having a look at a couple of pictures on a screen.
Oh, yes. Yes, I remember.
So, for example, you might see a suit going through the jungle and the answer would be safari suit.
Yeah, right.
Cool. How did you go?
Rob said, what would a suit be going through a jungle for?
just out shooting tigers. It's all perfect.
did you win? Did you? How did it go?
I only got through the first night and I got $600.
Oh, well done. So, good
unreal.
On you.
Unreal.
Good on you.
And you know what? The real plus, you got to meet Baby John.
I know. He was awesome.
Oh, good stuff, Trace.
Triple M.
We're just talking about being on TV. Have you been? We've got Leanne from Tumby. G'day, Leanne.
Hi, Leanne.
Hello, how are you guys?
Yeah, good.
What was your big moment?
I went on Supermark Sweep about 27 years ago. Do you remember that show?
Was that when you had to put stuff in the
you
trolley?
You had to guess the price of things in the trolley?
Yep.
And run up the aisle? Is that one?
Yeah, Ian Turpie and Tanya Zayeta. Yeah.
Ian Turpie and Tanya Zayeta.
How was it and what did you win?
I've never, ever lived this down. Ian Turpie's question was, it's a chocolate shaped like amphibian, and I pressed the button and said Caramello Bear, and it was Fredo Frog.
Unbelievable.
No.
How embarrassing.
Caramello Koala.
Every time I see my friends, they go Caramello Bear, and I just laugh at them.
Yeah.
Instead of the chocolate. So you didn't progress any further?
We got to the end, and I missed one of the four products you had to get. So we won two steering wheel locks.
Oh, two steering wheel locks.
Okay, well, there you go.
There you go.
Better than a slap in the face.
Yeah. So especially in the crime-riddled area that you lived in, probably in Sydney, would have been all right.
But the horrible thing was my kids taped it and they used to watch it all the time a lot.
Don't listen to them. How bad is that? So Supermarket Sweep, well done, Lee.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Good one. I remember I did a pilot for a TV show with Tanya Zayeta.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
When?
Back in 2000. And
no, when did four? When did I ask? I love doing that. Anyway.
All right, back in your box.
Okay, 29 past 7. Onward and upward we must go. Now, how was it? Did it go? What was it called, the pilot show? I really want to know now.
Not telling.
Come on.
107.7 Triple M.
Kev from Kincumber, when you been on TV?
How you going, Rob?
All right, mate. What was your TV moment?
Mate, it was about 40 years ago. Me and a mate, we were ground for the Bankstown Oval, and one lunchtime we went up to the plaza around Bankstown for a wander, and all these cameras were going around. I don't remember when Paul Keating was Prime Minister. There was some big campaign going against him about tax or something. Mm. You know, these dudes run around with a camera, and I said to me, mate, you watch this. I'll tell these buggers what they want to hear. Yeah. And I kept saying all this. You know, they took it, and they'd done it about 10 people. And that night, we had our Christmas party at the Bankstown Council. It was in December, that's how I remember it. And look, all of a sudden, the news come on. My mate went, look, Kevin, what the hell on the news? What's on the news?
So you're on the news.
I couldn't believe it. But I was smart enough to think, I'll just say what they want to hear and you watch this, I'll get on.
And you did, and you did. Good on you, Kevin. Oh, he's going, I was going to tell him about how you won Dancing with the Stars. It's 30. Come on, come. Okay. Come on, mate. Come on. Come on.
That's 13 to 8. I've got to put on the whiteboard.